Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Independent filmmakers crash and burn more than stock car racers, figuratively speaking, of course. However, our next guest says that may be changing in today's world of ever-increasing digital film distribution channels. His first film, Fair, after winning audience awards at festivals, and for which he himself recently won awards for Best Actor and Best Director at the Beaufort International Film Festival, is now in national distribution. Thomas Torrey is co-founder of Bad Theology Pictures, based in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Today, he's in our studio. Thomas, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Congratulations on these awards.
Thanks so much.
Tell us how all of this got started.
Well, Justin Moretto, who's my friend and business partner, I was working in the business and film and television, but in more of a corporate setting. I was ready to sort of spread my wings and jump ship and start my own film company. So I talked Justin into starting it with me, which led to him resigning from his job. He's a scientist, but loves film and was a business mind and, you know, an engineer analysis kind of guy who could really complement my own creative vision. So we sort of quit the day jobs and approached the business like a couple entrepreneurs. Spent the next year and a half bleeding, draining our savings, but raising capital, making our film. Fair is our first film, which we approached as a sort of prototype project, so that we'd have a product to sort of bring to market and start our company. We sold it in June to a distributor. It released Tuesday, February 21st on all digital platforms.
Tell us a little bit about this movie, and I guess we should, for our listeners, say that it is spelled F-A-R-E.
Correct, as in cab fare. It's about a rideshare driver, Uber driver, sort of, and he finds himself driving the man who is secretly sleeping with his wife. So it's a dark thriller about love and betrayal, and gives some surprises for an audience. It's unrated, but it would be the equivalent of an R rating for strong language.
And what's unique about this, I was in Beaufort and saw the film at the festival. The fact that it was shot in 3 days with three cameras, either from inside the car or right outside the car.
Correct. The cameras never leave the car, notwithstanding the opening and closing shots. And it's a moving car in real traffic. We didn't have the kind of budget to do this in a studio or even to have a process trailer being pulled by a bigger truck, which is how most car scenes are filmed. And we shot it over a weekend in 3 days. We suction mounted three cameras to the car, and we were able to roll takes and roll camera and circle the city and just get through our lines.
Has filmmaking been a childhood dream of yours?
It sure has. I've been a lifelong film lover. Grew up in a very arts-focused household. My parents really were champions of the arts. And we had a great local public library that I was the kid riding his bike every weekend and checking out a lot of the classics on film. So I grew up as a film lover. Pursued the arts originally as an actor, and that was going to be my vocation. That shifted really high school to wanting to write and direct, get behind the camera. And then I pursued that much more formally. I went to Sarah Lawrence College. They have a great film program. And then I've worked in film and television ever since.
And now talk about the distribution process and how you were able to find a distributor. And I saw that the distributor has a relationship with Sony Pictures.
Correct. Certainly our path is not without its fair share of luck and good fortune. You have to sort of have a product that at least someone's willing to take a chance on, and we have gotten far more no's. So we first got a sales agent, and they pitched it to about 40 distributors. The one that we went with is Random Media, a boutique art house distributor in LA that has an exclusive output deal with The Orchard, which is a bigger digital distributor, and The Orchard is owned by Sony.
So it sounds like the key was finding an agent. How did that happen?
We cold called sales agents around LA, looked at other films that were similar in size. You know, we approached it very pragmatically. We had one that said, hey, we like your film, and we're really intrigued by the fact that you guys shot it in 3 days. Maybe their original interest was more sort of curiosity. And I know then when they had conversations with Random, they're like, all right, we got to see this film that these guys shot in 3 days for, you know, very little money. See if it's any good. Knowing that if this was something marketable, that how we made it would be a big part of the story.
And so what's next for Bad Theology Pictures? What is movie number two?
So movie number two is a sci-fi thriller that Justin and I wrote together, actually in 2013. We have been talking with a production company called Relic Pictures for the past year. That sci-fi thriller, we'll be shooting that this summer.
Well, Thomas, thank you so much for visiting our studio today, and congratulations again on your recent awards.
Thanks so much for having me. The support means a lot.
Thomas Torrey is co-founder of Bad Theology Pictures, based in Fort Mill, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.